From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie. State lawmaker Rebecca Chavez-Hauck announced this week she won't be running for re-election after nearly a decade in Utah politics. The 56-year-old Democrat has served in the Utah House since 2008, representing the district that includes most of downtown Salt Lake. I sat down with Chavez-Hauck to talk about her tenure in state government and began by asking why she's stepping away now.
I never intended to be in office for a very, very long time. You know, I wanted to make what contributions I felt I could. I wanted to be effective as long as I could. But I'm missing doing the advocacy. You know, you are at some level advocating for issues as a legislator, but it is almost like being a reporter. You have to be objective about certain things. You have to kind of look at the way you're addressing an issue and wanting to affect change in the community in different ways when you're a legislator versus an advocate. And I'm feeling the tug of wanting to be more of an advocate. And I feel that really to manifest that fully, that it's better if I do that as an advocate, as a private citizen, and as somebody that can just work on some of those issues separate from being an elected official.
You started serving in 2008.
I did.
It's almost 10 years. You are known for expanding access to the voting booth mm-hmm. and healthcare. What do you see as sort of some of your biggest accomplishments over the last decade?
I was asked to serve on the Governor's Commission for Strengthening Utah's Democracy when Governor Huntsman was in office, really shortly after I was elected, when I was a freshman. And that really did open my eyes to issues related to elections reform and to participatory democracy. And I just saw so much that could be done in our state to open doors, and saw a lot that we had already accomplished in terms of things like online voter registration. But it also gave me an opportunity to look at what we could do to improve access to the voting booth.
One of your more recent legislative ambitions has been the Death with Dignity Bill, which gives terminally ill patients a legal pathway to obtain life-ending drugs. I want to ask you how you got started on that particular issue, and where you think that will go now with you leaving after the next session.
I was starting to receive a lot of emails in regards to the case of Brittany Menard in California. And she was the young woman that had to move from California to Oregon after she was diagnosed with an aggressive terminal brain tumor. And a lot of people were asking me, what does Utah have? And through my research and realizing that we really didn't have an expressed prohibition nor an allowance, I thought, you know, maybe this, again, a discussion starter. Let's just see what people think of it. And the people that I have met through that process have humbled me greatly. I've lost some amazing advocates in the past year or so. And so when I actually had constituents who were affected by this and wanted to pass the legislation so they could utilize it, then I really did throw myself into it. And I've received some emails and some comments about what people perceive as suicide. But for the most part, after I started running the legislation, the preponderance of emails and phone calls that I got were from people who said, you know, I wish I had this option, or please keep up the fight, or what can I do to help, or this happened to my family member and they wished that they could have had this option and we felt so helpless. So I've continued my work on that over the last 3 years and appreciate the willingness to at least have the discussion within the interim committees and the committees. But there is such a strong hesitation because of the culture here and the culture that predominates the membership of the legislature. And that's just the reality that I've run into. I think that the legislative hurdle on this is very formidable at this point. And so I want to step back and rethink what might be the best way to help people that are looking for this option.
If you could go back and tell your freshman legislator self one piece of advice, what would you go back and tell her, now knowing what you do now about state politics?
That you can't fix everything. And, you know, when you're a freshman, you think, I'm going to change this and I'm going to do all of this. And as an advocate, I mean, I knew it wasn't quite as simple as that. But there's just so much, I guess and I still kind of feel this way, which is probably why I'm stepping back into advocacy. It just seems to me that there's just so much to do. There is so much to do to improve the lives of Utahns and other people throughout the community, the nation and the world. And, but, you know, one person can't do it all.
Representative Chavez-Houck, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for inviting me, Julia.
Rebecca Chavez-Houck is the state representative for House District 24. She'll be retiring after the next legislative session. For KUER News, I'm Julia Ritchie.